Today's daf Masechet Shabbos daf Kuf Nun Vav, tucked away near the finale of Masechet Shabbos, is a presentation of Chazal's use of the constellations and planets to understand human nature, also known as the mazal of a person. The Gemara has a debate whether Yesh Mazal Yisrael or Ein Mazal Yisrael are the Jewish people on a national scale or on an individual level governed by this idea of the mazal. Before we get to that, it's important for us to address head on, what is the idea behind Chazal's connection to interpreting our lives through the stars? How do we reconcile this? We turn to one of the deep, great minds and thinkers of Jewish history, the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, in his Sefer Derech Hashem, where he has a discussion about the role of the stars and constellations and the way that Hashem conducts the world. It's going to be found in Chelek Beis, Perek Zayin, Be'inyan Hashpa'at HaKochavim. So Ramchal explains that everything that's physical in our world, the four levels of the physical world, humans, animals, plants, and even inanimate objects, have counterparts in the higher spiritual worlds. Even a rock is not just a rock. This rock is given energy, light, vitality in order to exist in this world. So the system of channels that bring that energy into the world, that's the system of the stars and constellations. So this is so important. Someone who would read Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Vav might say to themselves, the rabbis were peddling horoscopes. As you open the newspaper, you read a horoscope. What's going on there? Chas v'shalom, that's a crazy claim. There's a true science of the stars, that they are the energy and the life force conduit from the high spiritual realm to the lower spiritual realm. So Ramchal therefore says, if we would have a grasp on the science of the constellations, if we'd actually know what we were doing and understand it, and the way that some of the Chazal understood it, we could foretell, for example, take a tree outside in a specific place, the significance of that location and its destiny, what's going to happen to this tree, we could actually do this. However, says the Ramchal, even if one were to have the scientific knowledge, it's not foolproof. Why? Because the stars are not the highest force in the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the creator of the world, overrides the rules of nature. We can try to figure out based on the month, the day of the week, the pattern of the stars, and so on, for a particular person or nation, but it wouldn't be foolproof prediction, because Hashem could override this. And this, says the Ramchal, is our Gemara statement from Rav Yochanan, Ein Mazal Yisrael. Whatever one could figure out for a Jewish person or the nation through a particular star, Hashem as a rule the laws of nature for his special people, he overrides it. So why is this? So Rashi writes on this line at the bottom of Amud Aleph, the reason Ein Mazal Yisrael is because we can change the original decree through tefillah. Why is that? What's the idea behind tefillah? Since through tefillah we realize and acknowledge that Hakol Mishamayim. Of course, in tefillah, we're asking for all sorts of things. We ask for sustenance. So we say, sustenance, I need a parnasa. So we say, how are we going to get a parnasa? It comes from the rain. How does rain come down? The laws of nature. I want to ace my test. I want to get a job. So I need to be smart. I need to be intelligent. So intelligence comes from genetics. There's laws of nature. Yet, we ask Hashem, Atachonin Ladam Das, if it's scientific, why are we asking Hashem? It's what you're given. Why are we asking Hashem for this? Why do we say Baruch Aleinu? It's laws of nature. Whatever's going to come into my field will come into my field. So tefillah is the greatest proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the supreme power and can override the constellations and stars. Chazal is sharing an empowering idea. Our lives have a certain nature trajectory. But all this is subject to reevaluation and change so long as we place ourselves in the care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.